Blog Talk Radio.
Another week of Hear No Evil here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Darlene Lewis, your show's host and show producer. And tonight we're going to have part two of the last week's show talking about HIV. And tonight, part two series is HIV is not your friend. Now, with all of the information that is available for young and older people to learn about, why are people still getting HIV or AIDS? Call into the show, 347-989-0761, and we will speak with Gerald E. Ford Quick, who is going to talk to us about HIV and why people are still getting sick. Now, also, we have some slots open. If you want to advertise on our radio show, you can do that by going to futurenetworkproductions.com, clicking on the radio link, filling out the form, send your information in, and someone will contact you or send a link for you to get your products, goods, and services promoted on our radio show. And if you commit to 2 months, you will automatically receive free television exposure and a free web banner that you can put on any website of your choice. Now, remember, your products, goods, and services will appear 5 times per week per show, which means 5 times on 1 half-hour show, 4 times a month, 5 times in 1 radio setting. So take advantage of that. It's a very reasonable opportunity. Now I want to talk to you guys and girls. Basically, this is a call to women. And the reason why I'm talking to people on serious situations such as HIV and health and diabetes and stuff like that, because there are so many statistics going around. And I just found out that there were 111,000 more cases of HIV and AIDS. And it scares me. And also, I realized that people that have children less than 20 years old are practicing unsafe sex. So on that note, if you just had a baby by someone who you may not or may be married to, there's some things that you need to know about that individual before you have children with them. A lot of times people are having unprotected sex and they are married, but they're sleeping around, and the wife feels that she shouldn't have to have her man wear a condom because she feels because they're married that they're in a sacred relationship and he's not cheating. You women need to wake up. You women really need to wake up because there are a lot of problems going on. Now, we have some callers that are on the line. People are calling in, but first I'd like to introduce the guest, Mr. Gerald Quick, to the show. Welcome, Gerald, to Hear No Evil. And we need to talk about the situation. Mr. Quick, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
How are you?
To another segment of Hear No Evil. We have a caller calling in from a 404 area code, another caller in calling in from a 347 area code. Caller from the 404 area code, you've been on hold for a while. Please state your name and your question or your statement. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, they may be a little afraid. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
this is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany Riel. Tiffany, the writer, Tiffany.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Another caller just called in, 347 area code. Are you on the air?
Yes, Craig Hedgepiff. How's everyone tonight?
Fine. Thank you guys for calling in. We have Gerald Quick on the line. Gerald, please introduce yourself to these individuals. And
yes.
Tiffany and Craig, do you have a question that you'd like to ask Mr. Quick?
I have a question. I was just listening in.
Okay, Gerald Quick.
We're going to
work with what we will continue from last week. HIV
yeah.
is not your friend. But before we go into that, I have some statistics. Well, not some statistics, but I have some things that I want to state before you speak. And
okay.
It says that Latinas and African Americans, and I hate the word Latinas because it just makes no sense, but they consider themselves Latinas, but they're all African. Anyway, Latinas and African American women are getting HIV at a faster rate than other women. It's killing our people. We're shooting HIV into our blood when we share needles for drugs. We're giving or getting HIV through unprotected sex. We're passing it to our babies. These are the main ways HIV spreads. But HIV doesn't care about the color of our skin. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Care if a person is gay or straight, man or woman, young or old. HIV spreads in the same ways for all people. It's what we do, not who we or what we are, that puts us at risk. Do you believe
Absolutely.
That?
Well, and in regards to what you just stated, it's sad to say that the numbers are increasingly high between Hispanic and African-American women due to the fact that the level of economics and the social level in the neighborhoods is so distraught. You have to look at it's a bigger picture because there's no family structure. With no family structure, you have no regard for anything. Nobody's going to be involved with health care or anybody's welfare for that. But that's a whole different picture. The spread comes from a lack of education. And like anything, if you don't know about something, you always find fault in it. And many of us, you know, like I stated last week about having sexual intercourse before we establish social intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, that goes as far as educating our kids. Because back when I was coming up, you know, our family members, those were my teachers. Those were my real teachers. You know, so it's a different fiber of life and a fiber of family now. So with that strength gone from the family, so everything is a free for all basically, and the kids are running crazy because they out emulating what they see and what they would been taught. But like I said, that's a bigger picture. It's all about education and breaking that cycle of having a stigma brought out when you mention HIV, because whether you affected or infected, it's touching everybody in some form or level.
Now,
you
Mr. Quick, you made a statement about social structure, but can I just make a statement now?
Sure.
With all of these new cases and women of color in particular, for some reason or another, are being the ones, because I'm looking at CDC stats and I'm saying to myself, now this isn't by design that this just happened to happen, like most diseases that happen to people in poor environments. But a lot of these people have health insurance. A lot of these people have access to free clinics. A lot of free clinics is giving out condoms and birth control information and STD information. So I'm not understanding what the problem is with these women and men.
Pure ignorance.
How
That's
is that possible
is.
If they have
because,
access?
Well, having access is like, you know, it's like this. You have to understand that the type of society we're dealing in. You know, if you don't see something right in your face, you don't really understand or believe it. So, you know, these people, you know, they walk around with attitude where, it's, you know, that's not a part of my life. I'm not in that lifestyle or whatever. But, you know, it's a sad state of affairs in our communities because, like I said, it's a lack of education. You can go to any neighborhood and you can just do a survey, your own private survey, and you can ask a question to the average teenager from age 13 to like 20, and you can ask them about any designer, any new pair of Air Jordans. You can ask them basically anything under the sun about urban stuff, I call it. But talk to them about healthcare. Talk to them about, you know, the prevention of HIV and AIDS, and they look at you like you got two heads because nobody's paying attention. People are drunk with ignorance. You know, people, they go out to these clubs, they meet people, you know, guys do it, girls do it, you know, they go where the money is. You flash your money, you got bling bling and all of that. It's a cycle. You get caught up in the whirlwind. But you don't know what else comes with this guy or this girl that you might meet in this club. You know, it's like they did a survey back in 1994, I mean in 2004. They tested 500 people in front of a club downtown in Manhattan. Out of the 500 people that they tested, 266 tested positive and still went to the club and had fun.
Oh, my God.
So if this was in 2004, imagine what those people, them same 266 people, are doing right now. You know, and that's just something to think about on that level, lack of education.
You see, that's why I look at people.
It's not talked about enough. It's not talked about enough in the churches.
But see, now I'm glad you brought that up because I went to a luncheon, a mother-daughter luncheon on my birthday at a church in Harlem, hosted by Maria Davis, who contracted AIDS in 1995 from her husband. Now, she was somebody that was in the entertainment industry. She was on Jay-Z's first record. Like, everybody knows about Maria Davis. She's like the first female promoter of most parties that was out, like, from the 80s to, like, even up today. She still does her Mad Wednesdays, right?
Right.
Now, and she got sick, and none of these people, Russell Simmons, none of them came out to see her. So my thing is that you can and be silent, or you could be sick and let everybody know, but they shied away from her. So do you think people are still ignorant as far as the disease is? Because a lot of people think that when you have HIV, you're going to die, like, right then and there, so they'd rather not know
about
it. Well,
that's not true. Basically, it was 30 years ago when nobody knew anything about what was going on. You know, people were dropping like flies, of course, because they didn't have all these new medicines that's out now.
Mm-hmm.
People are living longer, healthier lives. You know, they're taking their medicine. It's just like they say with Magic Johnson, that he's got the cure. No, he doesn't have a cure. Magic Johnson is still HIV positive. He takes medicine every day. It's just that he has certain factors in his favor. Number one, he was an athlete,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't a drug user, and he didn't basically come up the hard way. So he was able to get right on top of things, which is with anybody. It's important to know your status. I would rather know what I'm dealing with than to not know what's wrong with me. And like I said, the life you save might be your own. I mean, know your status. That's important. That way you can safeguard yourself from getting jammed up later on because it's not just about HIV.
So how can people know their status if they don't have health insurance and they
don't
want
to
go to a clinic?
Well, you don't have to have health insurance to get tested. You can go.
How do you go about getting tested? Like people listening now, if they don't know.
You can go to basically any health clinic and ask for an HIV test. You can go to any hospital basically today and now in this day and time and ask for an HIV test. You know, everything is confidential because they got laws, in fact, and tact for that. It's called HIPAA laws. It's like people sign contracts for confidentiality because it's serious business.
Mm-hmm.
But people are so afraid because the negative stigma is so high.
Mm-hmm.
The negative stigma is running rampant, and we're the only ones suffering because, you know, people still think that you can just touch somebody and get sick, you know, or kiss somebody or you know, it's just so crazy that the stories I be hearing. Oh, you can't use the same cup. Oh, I can't eat off the same fork. It's just so crazy. But you have a lot, and that comes from lack of education. You know, so, I mean, if you're uneducated academically, how educated are you going to be, you know, on other levels?
And why are young people at such an alarming rate getting HIV? And even older people, because of this Viagra, a lot of these older people, a lot of these men that are taking Viagra are screwing, sleeping around with people who may be sick.
True. And it comes with. That's when you add drug abuse into the mix. Then you got the SSI babies, I call them every month. They go out every month and they go trick with these old men who high off the Viagra or whatever else, and you know the females being all over the place that contracted it, and then came and gave it to one of the SSI recipients. It's just I was invited to a church and talking about, you know, HIV and the spread in older people, ages 56 and up. And it's spreading just as fast as it is with young people because they think that they're exempt because they're older. You understand what I'm saying? And that's just go to the blind side that's on their thinking. Nobody's thinking, well, let me go get tested just to make sure. If 10 people every day thought like that, then it would be the numbers would shrink. But you still have those people that still think it's safe to go out and have sex unprotected. You know, it's all about Planned Parenthood now for real because not just it starts before you even have sex. You meet a person today, it's not about how much money you make, whatever. What's your health status? That's the first question I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have all the money in the world. If you're not healthy, you're going to soon leave that money behind to somebody.
Now, let me ask you a question. I want to ask a few questions. See, I don't want to lose my train of thought. But
okay. My
thing is this. Do you think that the recording industry and the movie industry could do a better job as not promoting so much sexual perversion and sexual activities in the music videos and in the movies and in the music?
Well, in regards to the music industry, the closest thing I can tell you in that regard, what would benefit, it would be verbal disclaimers because no record exec is going to print on any CD about safe sex, whatever, because it's just not going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just another added, you know, obstacle for us to deal with because the media and the music they promote more sex than anything. So
mm-hmm.
It's like it's normal to go out, meet somebody, like I said, meet somebody at the club, have a few drinks. Once you get tipsy, all bets is off. You're going to go have sex. You know, 9 times out of 10, it's going to happen. And
if you're immature. You can drink and be intoxicated and not be thinking about having sex. So there's a level of maturity.
My point I was trying to make is this, knowing your own status.
So
see, if you knew what was wrong with
do the testing at clubs?
Well, I mean, if a promoter or the club manager would allow it. I mean, and who wouldn't want to? I mean, I would think it would be important to know what's wrong with you health-wise. Like I said, that way you will be able to deal with your situations as they come about.
Hmm.
You can safeguard yourself and other people. You know, because like I said, it's not just HIV. It's chlamydia. It's herpes. It's syphilis. It's
hepatitis
B.
HPV.
It's all kinds of things out there.
Stuff out here. Like, okay, when I was growing up, okay, we had the syphilises and the gonorrheas and the crabs.
Get a couple of shots, take some pills, and you was good.
You know, well,
those days is over.
And the guys got burnt or what they would say, oh, I'm going to go get a shot, some stupid stuff like that. You know, but now,
we live in a different time, man.
I look at people, when I think of AIDS and HIV, I just say, one in every five person is sick. So I automatically see that on their forehead.
Those are actual CDC numbers.
Really?
Those are actually,
I see that. Like, that's the thing that scares me, and that's the thing that's messing up a lot of people in relationships because people are so afraid to commit, and I'm wondering, are they afraid to commit because they know they're sick or they just want to just have fun and spread this, you know, and they're living reckless, or they really don't realize that the person that they sleeping and smashing with, may be sick. And a lot of people think that because they're wearing condoms, that that's the only way that they can avoid not getting HIV.
Well, that's not true at all, because it's risk factors. It's a very, I mean, you could, the condom could break.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could have cuts in your fingernails. You could, a girl just kind of had a manicure.
Mm.
Rock, a few hours of rough sex, anything could happen.
Wow,
you know,
wait, back up. You said cuts in the fingernails.
Yeah,
now,
like,
see,
you know how y'all go get manicures and pedicures?
People don't think about that.
That's open access to your body.
Oh, my God.
They even have finger condoms, for those that don't know. They have finger condoms, dental dams.
Yep,
they have all kinds of protection. There's all kinds of protection.
Because I've seen the dental dams. You know, I have to
do it all. You just have to know about, you have to educate yourself.
Okay,
now
suppose somebody that just have their tooth pulled and just had sex.
Oh, they at risk because you got an open sore. It's like,
you see what I'm saying?
The wound is still open. So if you go out and have oral sex with somebody, hey, that blood mix in when there's saliva or their blood in their mouth, they got an open sore, your risk is higher.
So basically,
you know,
abstinence
is all about activity.
Way.
Oh, no, abstinence is the best way. That's the safest way. That's the 100% proof safest way.
That's it. Sex
you
is
know?
Over for me. It's a wrap. I'm not having sex ever again.
It's important for everybody, whatever age, you know, to be tested and know your status and take care of your health. And if you're blessed with old age, well, I'm even going to say old age, if you're blessed to see 50 years and better, you know, it's all about maintaining your health anyway, because, you know, you don't know how things are different compared to where they was when you was growing up, when we was teenagers. You know, I'm 50 years old myself, so the times is different. You know, things is, the home remedies don't work no more on sicknesses that's out here now.
Right.
You know, it's all about going to a doctor, getting a pill, taking these group of pills. And that's what's saving people's lives, because there's so much medicine out there. But if you're not willing to go take your test and know your status, then the medicine is not going to do you any good.
Wow.
And but that's my whole pitch.
Do you lecture young people on?
I try to be an advocate to everybody, because, like you said, the virus doesn't discriminate. You know, I've saved a couple of people from doing things that they normally would do and get trapped off. You know, it's just so sad how the communities are so broken down.
Mm.
You know, with a broken down community, I can go into that community with a nice shiny car, a couple of $100,000 in my pocket, and take any girl up out of that hood and just take them somewhere, and they'll do anything, because you took them out of their worst part and you taking them to a comfort zone. So they're willing to do anything. So if the person is HIV positive and got all kinds of other sicknesses, guess what? They're going to get transmitted.
Mm.
But all she's looking at is the bling bling, and this guy done pulled up on her in a nice shiny car or whatever. And that's the way the game is played out in society. And that's how we get caught out there. And the first thing they say, oh, you don't look like nothing's wrong with you.
Mm.
Or he got this nice car. It's just so sad, because people are drunk with ignorance. You know, until something happens to them or somebody that they know, they might pay attention, or they might just keep going as they are. And that's the way it is most of the time, and it's sad.
So you recommend going to a free clinic, and all of
you can go to just about any free clinic,
right?
And just ask for an HIV test and get it done. 20 minutes, no blood, no nothing.
Okay,
this is called
Aura. So once they find out, then after they get over the shock, boom, then they have to start thinking of ways to get treated. Now, if they don't have money to get treated,
there's places they can get directed to in every city and every state and every county. Whereas if a person is not insured, there's places they can go to still get treatment, because everybody once you become infected, it's steps you take after that. It's just a level of counseling you go through. They don't just send you on your way and say, go see this doctor. It's steps that they take, you know, and until a person gets to that point where they know their status, then they will be able to take those steps.
Now, like there are people that have been registered as sexual offenders, is there a registration for people with HIV and AIDS? Do you have to be registered?
No.
Do you
don't
think
have to
that
be
would
that's
be good?
That's confidential. That's it's like I said, it's doctors. Every doctor or healthcare professional is bound by the HIPAA laws, and
mm-hmm.
what the HIPAA laws are is they're bounded by law,
right,
to keep your health business confidential.
Right.
Only
doctors,
certain people,
not the staff,
only
that
doctors,
work there.
Law enforcement.
Well, what about the people that work in those clinics, you know, that may have access into people's records.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you say that because somebody presented that question to me before. Like, how do we know that the people that work in these clinics will not take your information and leak it out? Well, you don't know. But at the same time, like I said, they know the penalty for that. So if they get caught, I don't think the end will justify the means for them,
unless they just
have that much hatred in their heart. You know. So I mean, if that's the case, then you know.
Well, we live in a society now where everything is an open book. I just saw recently online Kim Bella's eviction notice, Joel Santana's girlfriend. I just seen her eviction notice online. There's no privacy. Anything someone wants to know about an individual is online,
well,
so they'll find out dirt. But this is something.
Well, we live in a world of technology, so
yeah,
it's easy. And that's the best thing about it. It's a good thing and it's a bad thing because the information is you're accessible to information, you know, with the internet. You can learn so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about, you know, if you don't want to be seen or going away with nobody, I mean, eventually you're gonna have to go out. If you get tested and you test positive, it's steps you're gonna have to take to save your life.
Exactly.
You know, just like even if you test negative, it's steps you're gonna have to take to save your life.
Exactly.
You know. And my whole thing is, you know, knowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's half the battle. That's more than half the battle because you can help protect other people. You know, and excuses I be hearing, oh, it don't feel right. Oh, I don't function right. Or I can't keep a hard on with a condom
mm-hmm.
on. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I done heard so many stories where I get irritated or whatever. But if you catch that virus, you ain't got to worry about no irritation. You got to worry about so many other thousands of things.
Exactly. But there's hypoallergenic condoms out there. There's condoms that
it's a vast amount of information. Condoms, like I said, you got dental dams, you got finger condoms, you got female condoms, you got regular condoms, you got extra large condoms, you got extra sensitive condoms, you got flavored condoms, and they all in stores and bodegas and the site. It's no excuse. Nobody, you know how much condoms cost in the store?
No, because I get mine free.
$3 for 15, three condoms for $15, but you can get them free
That's
anyway.
Crazy.
So it's no excuse for nobody walking, it should be walking around.
Mm.
You know,
but
and it's
Gerald
just sad.
Quick, you know, we only have 3 minutes left, and I have to get to this next segment, but I'm glad that you called in again for part two. HIV is not your friend. And is there a way people can contact you briefly? Let us know how we can contact you or people that want to learn more about HIV and
you
prevention.
Yes, you can email me at latif7132@yahoo.com, latif7132@yahoo.com. You can drop me emails, and I'll answer your emails. I'm in the process of trying to set up another page for just blogging and stuff like that, but... That's the best way to contact me right now because
and
I'm trying to reestablish
Facebook.
My advocacy. And I'm on Facebook as well, Gerald E. Ford Quick.
Right. And so people wanted to book you for hiring you for lectures or whatever. You are available to travel?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Just, all you have to do is contact me, leave me the details.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, callers. Thank you for calling in. And until next week, please tune in every week. But you can listen to blogtalkradio.com/HearNoEvil every day. And those of you that want to promote your products, goods, and services, please go to futurenetworkproductions.com. Click on the radio link. Also, if you're interested in being a part of the Battle Rap Zone, MCs, poets, go to BattleRapZone.weebly.com and get on board. Battle Rap Zone competitions coming soon. And if you want to get any one of my books, go to lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. Thank you again for tuning in, and until next week.
Good night.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.